Welcome to our podcast, Become Her Sis, from Avid Artistry with Amanda and Shelby.
Where we help women become confident, to believe in themselves. We teach self-love tools, mindfulness, and how to achieve your dreams and goals. Boom shakalaka!
Yeah!
Hey!
That was awesome.
We did it.
That was so juicy.
Morning, what's up, Sunnies? We're here with Miss Shelby.
Hi, good morning.
And I'm Amanda. You know us from Avid Artistry. And today we are going to be talking about gratitude. So, Miss Shelby, what do you think gratitude is? What does it mean?
Gratitude is just being thankful for people and things that you have around you, and not like even yourself, you could be grateful for.
Yeah, I agree. And it's really not so much of like a person, but more of like person, place, thing, right? Yeah. Like, dear universe, thank you so much for my car today and making it to where I could take my kids to school and be that reliable mom. Thank you to Mom Bra for holding these girls in place today.
Or thank you to the close friends that you have, that you're grateful to have that relationship and that bond with. Just like from the little things, like you said, from your bra to like the big picture, like just everything in between.
Yes, I agree. Okay, so what are some ways that you practice gratitude?
I like to save different pictures, sometimes quotes and things like that. And I like to text and send them to my friends and people just to kind of let them know that I'm thinking about them. So whenever I see something, like, my brain automatically is like, zing, this person.
Yeah. Zing.
So I feel like there's also a reason kind of to why you see something. And I feel like if you feel something and it clicks, like, my mind goes to that, I'm going to automatically do it as soon as I feel or, you know, feel something, I'm going to let it be known.
Yes, and that is so true, because this morning I got a little picture message because we were about to record our first podcast. So she lit me up this morning. So I would also touch on that giving gratitude not only helps build others' confidence, but also your own confidence.
Yeah.
You know, like when you pour into somebody else's cup, in a way you're also pouring into your cup. Would you agree?
Yes. And telling yourself something is different because you're hearing it, like you're physically saying these things out loud, and it just clicks in your brain. It triggers something in your brain, and it kind of gives you that time to take a minute for yourself. And so you kind of just slow things down because you're so busy all the time balancing everything, like as a mom, a person, just everybody always has a to-do list, and between getting kids to and from places, you having your own times of things going on, trying to calculate the times for things that you have to do, things, cooking dinner, trying to fit everything into a day. It's different when you just take a couple minutes to sit down and really be in the moment and look around and be thankful for the things that you have. And like you said, just even if you can sit down and write three things, just taking that time for 5 minutes to sit down and really be in the moment and look around and be grateful for what you have.
Right. Like at the women's fair, we were constantly pouring compliments. Like, and we just do this on a regular basis. It's us. Like when I went to Nashville, I can remember doing a boudoir retreat and all the girls, we rode a bus downtown Nashville and we didn't like party or anything like that. We all stayed on the sides of the bus. It was like the top deck. And all we did was throw around compliments to everyone that was walking down Nashville.
Yeah.
You know, like just pouring into others, mm-hmm. giving thanks, saying thank you. You know, my girl Eden, you know Eden.
Yeah.
She says make sure that you say thank you to your meat suit. Like, a lot of us women have issues with, you know, body confidence, stretch marks, changing, getting older. But really, we should be saying thank you. Yeah, thank you, body, for helping me grow 3 babies.
Because that's something we heard so many people say when we were at the women's fair is, right. Oh, I can't do that. Oh, my body. And we had to tell every single person, like, it doesn't matter how big or how small you are. Everybody is beautiful regardless. Like, your body has done beautiful and amazing things and got you to where you are. And it doesn't matter, like, if you lose 10 pounds regardless, just be in the moment and be grateful for your body being amazing.
Be grateful you're not a monkey and you have a monkey butt. Like, thank goodness we were made like this and not made like freaking monkeys. Okay, I'm just saying. Like, we could have been made so much differently than we are, and we should just be thankful we don't have a red butt. You know, like, you've seen them, I know you have. But for real though,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Things could be so much worse. Like,
so just be thankful. You're amazing.
Yes.
Love yourself. Yes. You deserve it.
You're here for a reason. You're here for a purpose. All of the things, and like, even in your circle, you are in that circle for a reason.
Pouring into others pours into you.
Yes, like even pouring into your friend group, or even if, okay, here's one. Say you have a job, right? And you go in and there's just this one person that you just can't, you know, break the wall and create that bond. It's always kind of like a tension. Imagine if you bought a coffee and you went into work and you went to them and you said, thank you so much for what you do around here. I see you and da da da. How do you think they're going to react?
It's going to be a major shift in the mood, the energy.
For real, they're going to buy you a coffee tomorrow. Like, it's just as simple as that. Giving thanks for the things that you have and knowing that that is enough is everything. So, you want to give them some homework? Or you want to, like, ooh, let's read some quotes really quick that Miss Shelby found.
Okay. This one says, life is one big continuous circle of giving and receiving energy. Be thankful for who and what's in your life instead of complaining about what you don't have. If you focus on gratitude, you'll start to attract prosperity and abundance. Authors unknown.
Yeah, see, that goes right back into fill their cups, they'll fill yours.
Yep.
Me as a boudoir photographer, helping women and coming into the studio build their confidence helps build mine. Like, that's not just a story or a thing. Like, I have mental health issues and trauma and all the things, and I feel like pretty much most of the girls that I work with, because you attract, you know, who you are, have the same things. So just being open with them and communicating with them and building them up does so much for me. Like, it's, I don't know, it's just a, I don't want to say a vicious cycle, it's a love cycle. Like, good girl. Yeah. But yeah, no. So that, I love that. What's your next one?
My next one is, self-confidence is a superpower. Once you start to believe in yourself, magic starts happening.
Yes, I agree. Building your confidence is a superpower. So by giving gratitude helps build your confidence, helps build your superpower. It just, again, that love cycle.
Be a girl's girl.
Yes, for sure. Like,
it makes you feel good. It makes them feel good. Just even receiving a compliment in the bathroom from somebody saying, girl, you look beautiful. It does so much.
You know Club Rodeo bathroom. When you were growing up here in Wichita, Kansas, there's a place called Club Rodeo. Girls just go in there and they just boost each other up. Like, it was my favorite part of going out. It was going into the restroom and everybody's, oh, you know, and doing their thing and like feeling good and looking good. Like, all the juiciness.
It's just the whole vibe.
It is. It is. Okay, so do you want to give them homework?
Yes.
Okay, so what do you want to challenge them?
So tonight I want you to write, sit down, put on some calm music, light a candle, and I want you to write 3 things that you are grateful for. It could be big, it could be small.
Okay. And then my challenge is, so hers is more personal. Mine, I'll push you to be more public with your gratitude. Tomorrow morning before, or while you're drinking coffee, before you start your day, hop on Facebook, find three people that are truly inspiring you and send them a message and say, thank you for being in my life. Watch how that's going to just turn around right back to you. Yeah, I think that's about it, girlfriend.
Yeah.
Okay, just be thankful, y'all. That's it. For everything, down to your boob holder. Get it, get it. All right, well, thank you, Shelby, so much for being here. And, yeah,
thank
all
you.
Things.
Love you guys. Bye.